So I said, is it all right if I tell a story?
Yeah!
I'm going to probably keep it the rest of the night.
No.
But I got a good story for you. Somebody, okay, check this out. So just take a second. You see these things in here? I want to tell you a story about my brother's hero, man. All right, let's just take a second. Give me a second to formulate it in my brain, and I want to tell it to you. See these two speakers here? These monitor things? That this is what I hear. You guys don't get to hear this, so if the guy back there at the soundboard would like to say something to me through this, like, there's children here, you're being too profane, or you seem too drunk, or you wrap it up, or drag it on. He could say these things to me through here, and you guys don't hear that. So one night I was playing the guitar outside in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at one of these, I don't know what the fuck it was, but there I was, and I hear him playing to everybody, and I hear through these speakers, the guy says, "Hey man, do you know Bill Elliott, right? The race car driver." And I'm playing my song, and he comes through, "Do you know Bill Elliott?" So I go like, sound man is, but you know, you just keep the show going, I look out the sound man and nod my head like, "Yeah, I know." And the guy says, "He's here, do you want to meet him?" So I'm singing some song about some, you know, like, me double E double. You know, fuck yeah, I want to meet Billy. This is my brother's hero. My brother loves them race car drivers. I go fast and they turn left, man. That seems impressive enough to me. Of course I want to meet Bill Elliott. I swear to God this happened to me, right? So I get done with the gig, I go up to the stairs into the dressing room, and the guy says, "We're gonna bring Bill Elliott up, he wants to meet." So he comes up the stairs, I go, "Bill Elliott, my brother's hero, man." And we hug, and he goes, he dives right into our ranch dip and all our free shit, you know? He's eating all the food. And then he goes over to this bottle of Jack Daniels they gave us, and he pours himself a huge glass of it, and he's drinking this, and I go, "Okay, Bill Elliott, you know?" And then I thought, maybe he's signing my guitar, so I give my guitar to sing, he writes his name across the top of this thing. And I thought, God damn, I can't even use this guitar anymore. But it's my brother's hero, right? So I'm gonna be polite about it. And then I think, oh, my brother would think this is funny, so I dial my brother on the cell phone, "Mike, check this out, Bill Elliott." And I hand Bill Elliott the phone, and I swear, as God is my witness, he says such profane shit that I can't even repeat it in this environment without upsetting some people. I'm not kidding you. It was embarrassing to me, to say the least. But it's hero, right? So he gets off the phone. This, we wake my brother up in the middle of the night for all this. And then we say, okay, let's go get a drink. So me and my buddy Will and Bill Elliott go walking down the end of the night to find this bar. And we get there and we order, like, "Hey man, let me buy you one. What do you have?" He wants the best liquor in the fucking place, man. So, oh great, get it for him. So we're sitting there. And then he gets up to go take a leak. And the bartender comes over and says, "Hey man, that guy didn't tell you he was Bill Elliott, did he?" Hero after all. He's my hero.